charge of the Christmas tree that year. And as she began to think about the tree that was going to stand in the sanctuary and be decorated with all sorts of ornaments, she began to think about the fact that all of those things we put on the tree, while beautiful, what do they really point to? And what are the things that we put in our sanctuary supposed to really point to? She thought, Rudolph is awfully cute. Santa Claus is wonderful. But if we're going to put ornaments on our tree, and our service, and our church, shouldn't they point to Christ? Shouldn't the things that we put on the tree be more than just beautiful? Shouldn't they in some way, shape, or fashion represent, remind people, and make people think of Jesus Christ? After all, isn't Jesus Christ the reason for the season? And so as she began to think about that, she began to do some research on what Christian symbols there were. And I'll tell you, she came up with plenty. There have been 2,000 years of Christianity, and in that process, there have been more than 2,000 Christian symbols. And so using some very modern ones, in terms of a 2,000-year history, not in terms of our history, and using some very, very ancient ones, she began to draw patterns and make plans to make Christian symbols to go on the tree. And since many of those symbols were actually representations for Christ, she coined the name Chrismon. It actually stands for Christ Monogram. And as we're going to talk about some of the Christian symbols that we're going to put on the tree today, you're going to see some Christ monograms are going to go on there. Certainly, there is no way for us as a single church with a single tree to put on the many diverse Christian symbols that are available. Different cultures have come up with ones that are meaningful to them. Different times in history have come up with ones that are poignant and meaningful to them. We are going to cover but a few today. And even fewer in the fact that it would take more than the time we have to cover all of the Christian symbols we have available to us here today. So we're going to cover just a few. And the hope is that as we hang these on the tree today, letting you know some of the symbolism, some of the things they're supposed to be making you think about and pointing you to, that the symbols will take on fresh meaning and even renewed power and their ability to point you to Christ. Because symbols aren't supposed to be sacred in and of themselves. They're supposed to point us to those things which are sacred. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. To the blessed Christmas event. To the many events in Jesus' life. In fact, we really don't have a lot of Christian symbols for the life of Jesus. We're going to be doing passion symbols. That is, the symbols that represent the time in Jesus' life when he gave his life for us and was raised from the dead. That Easter passion, that a tremendous story. And we're going to be doing some triumph symbols, some symbols that represent the kingship and the glory of Jesus. Those kinds of things that we talked about last week when we talked about Christ the King Sunday. As I talk about each symbol, I'm going to introduce it. I'm going to let you know what at least some or one of the meanings are for that symbol, because many of these symbols hold lots of different meanings, lots of rich depth. They're like diamonds, you know, they're lots of facets of meaning. And as I do that, I'm going to ask the people that have that particular symbol if you would come and hang it on the tree. And I'm going to ask, Dawn, you were one that was going to help with them putting them on the tree. Was there somebody else that was going to help with that too? Robert, were you going to help? If you two would come up, if you want some help putting it on the tree, they'll be glad to help you. If you want to put it on the tree yourself, that is fine too. And if we end up with 50 right here, that's okay. We're not going to worry about it. Those people who really care about symmetry, we'll arrange them later, I assure you. What we really care about today is that we take some time to emphasize these symbols in our church and in our life.